نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى has once again through his kindness and mercy bestowed upon us the month of Ramadan, which is full of mercy, full of barakat, blessings, and full of forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam states in a hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya baghi al khayri aqbil, O the one in search of goodness, move forward. Wa ya baghi al sharri aqsir, and O the one in quest of shar, in quest of evil, refrain, abstain. Ya baghi al khayri aqbil, O the one in search of goodness, khair, move forward, because this is the time to move forward. If you sincerely and genuinely desire khair, goodness, then there is no time to strive for khair, which is better than the month of Ramadan. During this month, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon His servants like the monsoon rain. In order to truly benefit from the month of Ramadan, we need to make a firm resolution that inshallah we will not do anything which will displease our Creator throughout this month. Throughout the whole month, we will not do anything that will displease the Creator. We will not commit any sin. We will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be the sin from the category of major sins or from the category of minor sins. Let us all make this firm resolution that inshallah, at least during the month of Ramadan, we will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any form. Those of us who have the habit of committing sins outside the month of Ramadan, even during the month of Ramadan, we are unable to leave certain sins. For example, backbiting. So what we will need to do is to make a firm resolution, so firm that we become attentive towards what we are doing and what we are saying. If we are sincere and genuine in our resolution, we will become attentive. I can't do this. I can't afford to make any mistake this month of Ramadan. It's possible that this is the last month of Ramadan of my life. So many months of Ramadan have passed before and I did not value them. I did not benefit from them as I should have. It's possible that this may be my last month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind that He has not deprived me. He has granted me this month of Ramadan once again. But it could be my last Ramadan. And even if it is not my last Ramadan, if I value it, it is me who will benefit. So whether it's the last Ramadan or it's not the last Ramadan, we should value it in any way. But if it is the last Ramadan, we need to value it even more. And in the light of a saying of my late mentor and Sheikh Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, we can conclude that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created this month to make us muttaqeen. So how many months have we lost that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had granted us so that we may become muttaqi? I am 53, and if we assume that I became baligh at the age of 15, then I was granted 38 Ramadan by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala after I became baligh. Now 38 Ramadan, a very big number. The question I need to ask myself is, did I value those 38 Ramadans? And did I strive enough to acquire the taqwa of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Each and every one of us has to make this calculation and ask ourselves. So let us not slip, falter, make a mistake this Ramadan. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, no ghibah, nothing. There are certain opportunities where a person is able to do ghibah, when ghibah becomes mubah. There are certain times. We should try our utmost not to have those discussions in the month of Ramadan, so that we don't exceed the limits. If we are able to leave it till after Ramadan, for example, there is somebody who is being oppressed by somebody, a madloom. So a madloom, the oppressed person, will have to talk to somebody about the zalim, the oppressor. It is mubah. Even in the month of Ramadan, it is permissible. He may go to his senior, he may go to somebody and say that this person is like this, like this, like this, he is doing this to me. It is ghibah, but it is permissible ghibah. But if it is not associated to anything urgent, and if we are able to bear whatever oppression is coming our way with patience, it's not going to harm our life, our health, our family, our wealth, then bear it with patience and do whatever you want to after the month of Ramadan. No ghibah, no suspicious thoughts. If we try our utmost to abstain from suspicious thoughts, then we will stop looking at other people. We will become attentive. That as it is, I am the victim of this illness. Whenever I look at somebody, I always have suspicious thoughts. We should not undermine anybody. We should not look down upon anybody. I am a victim of that. We will feel this way. And we will become attentive that it's best to keep your eyes closed. It's best not to look at other people. So don't look at the good, don't look at the bad, so you don't have suspicious thoughts. You don't look down upon anybody. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, this Ramadan will go very clean. And not only up to Eid al-Fitr. This will be the basis. The 30 days of Ramadan will become the basis of my whole life becoming a life of taqwa. This should be our resolve. Because Allah has made this month so that we may become muttaqeen, not only for the month of Ramadan, forever. So if we genuinely and truly strive during these 30 days, inshallah, that will become the foundation for the everlasting taqwa until we breathe our last. So this is the first thing we need to do. We need to make sure that we don't harm ourselves spiritually in the month of Ramadan. Number two, we need to make sure that we do not undervalue the month of Ramadan. And in order to save ourselves from undervaluing Ramadan, not doing the qadr of Ramadan, we need to make sure that we abstain from every layani. So two very important things. One is to abstain from sins, without which we cannot do. And number two, abstain from layani. If we do not abstain from layani, we will undervalue the month of Ramadan. We will not be able to do full qadr of Ramadan, because we would have wasted precious moments of Ramadan. And in order to become successful in both these objectives, objective number one, abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the month of Ramadan with the resolution that that will become the foundation for the rest of my life inshallah. And number two, abstaining from layani. In order to become successful in these two objectives, we need to do three more things. Number one, always stay in good company and abstain from wrong company. Always, number two, always stay in good places and abstain from wrong places. And number three, try to stay on your own as much as possible. Abstain from ikhtilat, abstain from mixing. So we abstain from mixing, number one. Without necessity, we don't mix, even with our brothers, even with our sisters, even with our nephews, nieces, even with our family members, during the month of Ramadan only. Ikhtilat, completely stay away from ikhtilat, mixing. And number two, if we need to, if necessity compels us, then we make sure that we only come in contact with good company and not bad company. We only move around in good places and not bad places. Thereafter, to value the month of Ramadan, we also need to make a good timetable. A person doesn't mix with people. A person stays away from bad environment. A person stays away from bad company, but he just sits there on the sofa set, doing nothing on his own. He just comes into the masjid and sits in one corner doing nothing. He will not value the month of Ramadan. In order to value the month of Ramadan, we have to allocate time for those a'mal which will make our Ramadan valuable. So much time for tilawat-e kalam-e-paak, so much time for qada, if there is any outstanding qada salat, so much time for dua, so much time for majlis and dars, so much time for dhikr, so much time for shopping, so much time for this, so much time for that, so much time for sleeping, eating, and eat and sleep with the intention that you will be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better. So your sleeping and eating will also become ibadat. And to enhance our Ramadan and our whole life better, when we sit in the company of pious people, pious mashayikh, pious ulama, we need to make intention of our islah, our tazkiyah, and listen to each and every word that is being said very carefully with the intention of practicing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to carry out these a few humble advices and make this month of Ramadan a memorable one for all of us. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will finally say, "Oh my servant, I am happy with you. Go in Jannah and enjoy the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Saliheen." At that time, inshaAllah, we will all have flashbacks of this Ramadan and we will say to ourselves that it was the Ramadan of 2016, 1437, that changed my life and that has shown me this honor today in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That has made me deserving of this honor in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa la'aqibatu lil muttaqin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi. سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا اللهم باعد بيننا وبين الخطايا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.